I'm Celeste Headlee, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. We continue our performance chat with Zimbabwean pop music legend Oliver Umtukudzi. Tuku, as he's known to his fans, turned 61 this year, and his latest album, Sarawoga, is his 61st. When we spoke, I asked him if his guitar playing has changed in all the decades he's been performing.
Not really differently. It's more like experimental. I'm experimental. So each time I come up with a new song, I try and experiment something new in it. The only difference that has come into my music that I've come to realize is quality. Because the guitars I used then in the 70s, 80s, and the equipment that we, for recording studios that we used then, there's a great change of equipment, and now things can be done much easier. You know, my first album, we recorded in a four-channel studio, and would mix the drums in one channel and all other instruments in another.
All the singers crowded around one mic
and do a proper balance. Then, if you don't do it during the recording, you can't do anything better than that. It compromised the sound. But it was good for the ear of that time. I remember we used to perform using a 100-watt amplifier in a stadium. But people were satisfied. It was okay. But you can't do that today because the ear of today needs more power.
I've heard you say many times that where you come from, you don't get to sing a song if you have nothing to say, that you need the message. And that's something you've obviously taken very seriously in your music. Yeah. Frankly, I wish more American artists held by the same standard. But why not? Why not have just a pretty song for pretty sake? Why does it always have to have something to say, a message?
Well, I think that's purpose of song. That's purpose of talent, purpose of art, any discipline of art. You know, purpose of that is to give life and hope to the people.
So no beauty for beauty's sake?
There's always a purpose for beauty. There's purpose for beauty. Purpose of beauty is to attract you to the good thing. And that's where the instrumentation comes in. That's the beauty about a song. That's all flavor to what you're talking about.
Well, since you brought up instrumentation, you're famous for using things like thumb piano in your music and using it in pop music, and you're obviously one of the very founders of what we think of now as Afropop. But you said, I realized our youngsters were thinking that these instruments were the worst and were looking down on them. So I did 3 albums playing all songs that way on traditional instruments to prove the point that our instruments aren't inferior and our young people shouldn't feel inferior either. Is this one of the reasons that you still play acoustic as opposed to an electric guitar?
I love my acoustic guitar. I love the sound because it's closer to a Mbira sound. It sounds more traditional, it's acoustic sound. It's not electric sound. It is who we are.
I mean, I think one of the things that really distinguishes your guitar playing is that you have such an amazing command of using the guitar both as a melodic instrument and a percussive instrument. I mean, that's very few guitarists get that. And I wondered
True.
If that was another reason why you stuck with acoustic, is that you also needed to use it as percussion.
Exactly. And that's the reason why my fans labeled the music Tuku Music, because of the way I play the guitar.
You just mentioned Tuku Music. Everybody knows Tuku Music, but I wondered if you could tell us what that is.
According to me, Tuku Music, it's African music born off Zimbabwe.
That's it?
That's it. But my fans rather call it Tuku Music.
In honor of you?
Yes. Because they can't place my music. They hear all these elements in the song. So they thought, oh, Tuku Music.
Well, let's hear an example of it. I mean, then probably the song that you're most well known for is Todi. And when people think Tuku Music, that's one of the first songs that comes to my mind. Could we hear that one?
Okay. Yeah, Todi. What shall we do?
shall we do?
What shall we do? Since
what shall we do?
Todigo. What shall we do? Since
what shall we do?
Todigo. What shall we do? Since
what shall we do?
Zina rwanza zei kutenge tarufu muma oko.
Ungadi wina ho utachi wanda.
Zina rwanza zei kurera rufu muma oko yeye.
Ungadi wina ho utachi wanda.
Vava papa taba moeri asina rarambo.
Ungadi wina ho utachi wanda.
Bava patumbuka pamboveri pasina rarambo.
Ungadi winavo utachiwana.
Todi.
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
Tingani.
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
Guna muna madovaru vita perero.
Utachiwana. Ungani winavo. Utachiwana.
Serigo guha guna mteuro mambo. Taperero.
Utachiwana.
Andongi palmasando.
Ungani winavo. Utachiwana.
Serigo guha guna mteuro mambo. Taperero.
Utachiwana.
Andongi palmasando.
Ungani winavo.
Todi,
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
Tingani.
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
Oh, Todi,
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
Tingani.
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
If you're just joining us, I'm in the studio with Zimbabwean legendary musician Oliver Mtukudzi for a special performance and for a chat. It's a very different situation now than when you wrote that song. That song is about the stigma attached to HIV and AIDS. This is a disease to which you've lost family members. How has it changed? Has it improved?
Well, I'm glad to say that the song has served its purpose because the song was designed to at least trigger discussion among us people about the disease. It's a song that was full of questions with no solution at all. And all those questions started making people talk about the disease and try and take the stigma away from it.
Plus, of course, you're asking, what would you do? And there's nothing you can do.
So people had to make a decision after really thinking deep about these questions. That if your husband is HIV positive, what do you do? Do you divorce him? You run away. So it served its purpose, and people have improved. They have talking about the disease now. It's no longer the same as the time I wrote the song.
I'm wondering if I can ask you, sing my favorite song off your new album is, and please correct my pronunciation, which I'm sure is terrible, but Hide Your Reki. Yes. This I understand that your totem is the elephant.
Yes.
And I hear that in this song because this is about paying attention to time.
Yes.
And to a certain extent, it follows up with Sarawoga, that you have to pay attention to what you have and be in the moment and
exactly.
Not waste time.
Exactly. In fact, the inspiration that came of that song is You Can't Pull Back the Hands of Time. And for the seconds we have in life, let's use it wisely. Let's not waste time. I was lucky to have 21 years with my son. And I'm glad I managed to do the best out of it with him. So please, out there, use your time wisely. If you have your child, your daughter and your son, make the best time of, because you never know for how long you're going to have that daughter, for how long are you going to have that son. We don't even know. So let's make the best of our time we have.
Would you play it for me?
Yeah, sure.
Nebezangu manele sina maturo. Imengu mountain wanna be. Nebezangu makuzigizira bambe. Yakongu mountain torepi. Guma marume enokosha. Sanguma chorek, Guma marume no koshay. Ya famba guma enzo kerere, Guma andiye, Guma ne varizi, inne varizi guma I.
That's so good. I can't even tell you how amazing it is to have your voice coming out what's normally on my CD and
Thank
here
you.
In front of me. And that must be an experience. I mean, if you think about it, some of your fans are 20 years old. I mean, they've been listening to your voice, giving them advice their whole lives. They've grown up listening to you.
No, thank you very much, yes.
But I wonder how much of that is with you as a day-to-day reality. Has that been in some ways a burden on you to think that other people have been looking to you as they grow up?
Well, I think, I guess, I'm blessed enough to understand why I do what I do. And if you understand your purpose, then it shouldn't be a burden at all. It should be a commitment of what you're supposed to be doing to serve that next heart, to heal that broken heart, which is why God gave you the talent, which is the purpose of giving life to the people. So I'm glad and honored that youngsters from kindergarten to people older than me to be really understanding the music and enjoying the music and hopefully listening to what I'm saying in the music.
You know, I mean, you began your life as a musician as a very politically connected and motivated musician. But I understand that you've shied away from talking about politics recently, and I wonder why.
I didn't shy. I don't know what's politics. I didn't shy at all. I don't know what politics is, but I know what music is. I know what music does to that next person. I know the music unites people. Music gives hope. And music is a way of life that I know. But what politics is, I don't know.
So I won't ask.
I didn't shy.
So I won't ask you how you feel about Robert Mugabe, but let me ask you what you hope for in the years ahead for Zimbabwe.
I'm very optimistic. It's the best place to be. Come to Zimbabwe today. You'll be surprised what kind of people we are. It's a pity that the world outside our borders concentrate on a handful of people who have their own personal interests. But come to Zimbabwe and see and experience what really Zimbabwe is. Then a lot of journalists use rumor. They get information from another journalist and so on. They don't want to come and see for themselves. So it's like rumors going around and the truth is not there.
Well, Zimbabwe couldn't ask for a better ambassador and more incredible ambassador than you and your music. And again, I want to express how honored I am to have
you
here in front of me. We're gonna hear from you again in just a moment. So think about what song you want to go out with. But I've been speaking with Oliver Umtukudzi, Zimbabwean musician. His latest album is Sarawoga. Kind enough to join us here in our studio in Washington D.C. with members of his band, the Black Spirits. Thank you so much. And what are you gonna play for us?
Well, I'm going to play one of the songs on the Sarawoga CD. It's called Chiringa.
And that's our program for today. I'm Celeste Headlee. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk more tomorrow.